Thank you for calling XPO. This is Terrell. How can I help you?
Yes, Terrell. I went into Home Depot and I wanted to purchase a stovetop. So they told me there's a procedure you go through. And first, you know, the first procedure is that I give them a deposit for someone to come out and measure the stovetop. So there was a new lady that helped me. She filled out the wrong invoice. She filled out an invoice saying, what does it say here? It's really unbelievable. Yesterday I went in, they had to give me a whole new invoice and reschedule for someone to come out and measure because the gentleman that called me up, I don't know if I talked to both Marcus and Chris, told me that the invoice they had was that it was already purchased and they were going to place it in on the top of the stove. So that was wrong. I needed someone to come out and measure. So I had to go back into the store last night and get a new invoice. And the manager told me that I should receive a call and if not to call you. Would you like me to give you the invoice number that says that I need someone to come out here and measure the stovetop?
Yes.
Okay. The new invoice number is H6306214042.
All right, just a moment. Verify your email address.
I don't have an email address.
Verify your name and address on file.
Yes, it's Sanda, S-A-N-D-A, Modell, M-O-D-E-L, and my address is 8481 Southwest 136 Terrace, Palmetto Bay, Florida.
Okay, just a moment. All right, I found this order and it was just created last night.
Yes, because the woman that did this originally, I can give you that order so you can see I'm not making this up, ordered to have the cooktop put in. She did the wrong thing. It cannot be put in till it's measured. So when they called me, when they were going to come out here yesterday and put it in, I said, I don't even have it here. Then I had to go back into the store yesterday and, go through the whole process again.
Yeah, I found both of the orders. I see your cooktop and then I see your measure.
Yeah. Can you believe this? I can't believe this. I am so it's unbelievable. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's
it's not your
terrible.
Fault, you know. But I mean, then I spent another couple, and the woman, when I called her back to tell her what the gentleman from your company said, she said, oh, I don't understand that. She doesn't speak English all that well. But anyway, I said, I'm coming into the store. Would you believe she went to dinner? So the other manager there, she's very nice, came and helped me out. Her name is Sunitra, by the way, and she is wonderful if you ever have to deal with her. I mean, she's dealt with me before. I just couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe this woman filled out this invoice wrong.
I am so sorry. Yeah, that was a mistake. And I understand that's why you had to call us. But at this time, unfortunately, this order was just placed last night. It hasn't been processed fully. we will actually have to allow this to process and be assigned to a technician, and the technician will actually reach out to you. He'll call you and schedule your appointment.
Do you know when that would be?
No, ma'am. Now, since this order was just placed last night, this should take 24 to 48 business hours for someone to reach out to you. So
oh,
most likely
goodness.
By Monday.
And what about Monday? It's a holiday. Will they still reach out to me on Monday?
No, I'm sorry. I totally forgot about the weekend and Monday being a holiday. So it might be Tuesday.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, we will try and automatically reach out to you and assign to a technician. Now, you might receive another phone call to schedule. You might have to look out for it.
Say a prayer. I mean, this has been unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry I couldn't schedule you personally. It's just there's no sign, no technician assigned. But
well,
I'm sure they will.
Way you know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I was gonna say if you think there's some way maybe you could reach out to them. I mean, I don't know. I could call the woman back and say, did you call them up? I don't know how to make this happen. You know.
Yeah.
You think
I
should call up Sunitra?
No, if you feel as if you need to, you can, but you should allow the time for the technician to reach out to you and schedule you personally. And that's the best suggestion.
Okay. And what is your name again?
My name is Terrell.
Terrell, that's a nice name.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, Terrell, I don't know. I all I can do, like you said, is when do you think a technician may reach out to me?
Most likely by Tuesday, if not Monday.
Okay.
I know some people do work during business or during holidays, such as myself.
Right.
So most likely someone will reach out to you.
I mean, all they have to do is measure it. You know, it's not like they have to spend time to install it. I mean, you know, that's the first thing. And then I got to go back in there. Just think, Terrell, I'm not going to get this stovetop. I'm going to be sitting outside in a bonfire until October. No, it's like really a riot. Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
No, most likely they'll have you scheduled in the next week. Most likely.
Yeah. All right, Terrell. To God's ears, that's all I can say.
Yeah, just look forward to this call.
All right, Terrell. And
I
appreciate you.
Oh, you're welcome,
that's
Ms. Marta.
It. I mean, that's it. There's nothing else I can do until I have to hear from you guys.
Yeah. But you will receive that call. Yes, indeed.
All right. Well, thank you for, being there on the job and being so such a good, provider. And that's all I can say.
Thank you. I appreciate you. And thank you for calling XPO as well. And I hope you have a good day.
Thank you again.
You're welcome.
God bless. Okay,
you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.